This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Now, many of us have heard of the fairy tale of the Frog Prince, but local theatre company Kudos Productions is presenting what sounds like a fairly radically reinterpreted version of the story. The play, which is called After Earl, Before the Fall, will be staged from the 29th of June to the 1st of July at the Gardens Theatre. And joining me today are the play's producer and actor Nicole Yong, as well as actor Daniel Reza and Josh Blake, who is co-producing and acting in the play. Thanks for joining me, guys. How's everyone today?
Hi, we're all good.
Hi, we're doing great.
So tell me a little bit about After Earl, Before the Fall. It does initially sound like The Frog Prince, but then the more I hear of the production notes, it sounds sort of something quite different as well. So what is the play actually about?
Well, it's our interpretation of the story, and it takes a very interesting twist on the wish of true love,
right,
and what could come out of it, the potential outcomes that could come out of it.
What roles do the three of you play?
I'm playing Renee.
Yeah.
She's human. She's from this town called Grove. It's a farming town. And yeah, Renee just wants everyone in Grove to work well and be in harmony and be bountiful, as our motto is, may your harvest be bountiful.
And Daniel, you're playing Earl, who is the frog.
Yes.
Right? Tell me a little bit about the character.
Well, Earl was a frog that was living in the castle. He also happens to be, well, in frog form, best friends with the princess.
Right, so there is a princess.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So eventually, yeah, fairy godfather comes in, turns him into human, and fall in love, the basic, just like how you follow the basic flow of a Princess and the Frog story, yeah.
And Josh, you're the fairy godfather.
Yes, I am sort of a twist on the typical fairy godmother.
Yeah.
I'm a fairy godfather instead.
Right.
And that character is actually a pretty unique character in this world, because the world that we've built is that fairies are the ones who control magic.
Okay.
Yes, and I am assigned to the princess who wishes for this, her true love. And that's where our story begins.
So the play is written by Jude James and directed by him as well.
Yes.
How did the idea for the play come about?
Well, Jude started writing Earl in 2013, and it took him 5 years to find all the pieces and elements of putting it together into a 1.5 hour kind of show. So before this, it was just a 10-minute play, actually. And it was very much... the basic inspiration was The Princess and the Frog. And now we have all the 5 years, and now it's become After Earl, The Chronicles. And yes, After Earl is actually the first part of a part 4 saga.
Yeah. Right. So that's why this is After Earl, Before the Fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then there will potentially be more.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. What can the audience expect when they come to the production? Is the staging going to be something more fantasy fairy tale-like, or is the feel more down-to-earth and, you know, real life?
Well, I think the setting of the story is that it's going to be set in a very fantastical world,
yeah,
but the characters are going to feel very real at times for the audience. It's something that Jude really wanted to do, is to connect the characters and the actors to the audience. And one of his visions for After Earl was to let the audience feel what the characters are feeling and understand what they're going through despite of the hardships that they are facing.
So what is that sort of human story that underlies the more fantastical, top layer of the fairy tale?
Well, one of the things is that there's no such thing as always a happy ending. There's always going to be the hardships that come with it. And that's what this story is going to dwell into, the hardships that come with the true love's wish and fantasy.
And tell me a little bit about the experience of performing in this play, what it's been like to rehearse together and work on the script together.
Well, we started, actually our first script reading was in February, and we slowly gathered a lot of people. Now we have Harif Tew and Anwar Hadi. He's a member of a band in Pascasini, and they are currently doing our music for us. So our show is actually very influenced by music. And especially in rehearsals, we run it with the musicians themselves, and we get really inspired by each other. And yeah, rehearsals, we have been gunning it so far. We have like 3 to 4 rehearsals a week sometimes.
Full on, full speed ahead. Yeah.
So what is it like, Daniel, to play? Basically, you're playing a frog for some of the show and the frog in human form for some of it.
Yes, that's true. It's a very interesting experience in a sense of... No, it's quite draining in a sense, only simply because of the emotional and even physical strength needed to do the roles. But that's the same for everyone as well, that's for sure. Everyone's putting their heart and soul into it.
Are you in actual costume as a frog?
If you want to find out, you got to come to the show, actually. That's all I can say.
Do you have to hop around?
We will see.
Yeah, you guys are very good with your spoilers.
Yeah.
In terms of the story itself and the way it's scripted and staged, does it take inspiration from other interpretations of this story? You know, for instance, there's the Disney version, and then there are multiple, even the original Grimm's fairy tale, right? Mm-hmm. So what are the inspirations for the play?
Well, there are a lot of inspirations. While Jude gets his inspirations from everywhere, he watches a lot of movies and TV series and a lot of video games too. And yeah, our universe in Earl is full of creatures. We have imps, we talk about orcs, we have humans, we have magical creatures. Yeah.
Don't forget the trolls.
Yeah, and the trolls the too. Trolls. So it's inspired by a lot of things actually, and also about real life stories that we hear about relationships, be it friends or co-workers or strangers or first loves, you know? Yeah.
How did the connection between Kudos Productions and Jude happen? How did you guys get together and decide to work on this?
Well, we have been together for, some of us, 6 months to more than a year. And yeah, Jude started this with us, and we were doing 2 shows last year. We did Erica's Room and On a Starry Night in KL, and we also went to Penang this year to restage them. So we have been together for quite some time, and yeah, now we are working on Earl. And at the end of the year, we also have a horror show coming out. Yeah.
So what is Kudos' approach to theatre?
All right. So what Kudos really wants to do is that we want to focus on stories, people, and the environment and emotions that come out of it. We do not want to do a show just for the sake of doing a show or to force people into thinking a specific mindset. We want to do a show to connect with the people. We want to tell them a story, because in a world that we are living in today, sometimes you just need to escape. And we want Kudos shows to be that escape for them, especially in a time of Netflix and stuff like that. We want people to come out and watch these shows and connect with the actors, where the actors also want to connect with the audience at the same time.
That's actually an interesting perspective, because as it is increasingly more difficult to convince people to come out and watch a theatre show, particularly because, you know, there's a sort of financial element to getting a ticket and going out. Within the Malaysian context, how do you define yourself? How do you differentiate yourself in terms of the other work that's being done and presented here?
Well, here at Kudos, we always believe in audience experience, and we want to come up with different stories of different genre, and it always keeps in mind of the audience experience and having them to just enjoy a story. We don't want to lecture, preach, or, you know, like tell them something that they can just Google. You know, we focus mainly on stories, audience experience. This is who we are. Kudos is stories. We just love stories, and we want the audience to feel the same way. And we've been doing original stories so far. That is, I guess, our unique selling point. Yeah. And if we want to embark in an established story, we will also want to do it in a way that no one has seen it before. Yeah.
How big a cast will we be seeing in Earl?
Well, we have a total of 10 people actually on stage at any given time. So that I think that's the most we have, 10 people.
And so is this the first time you guys have personally been in a show that sort of has all of these very fantastic, out-of-this-world kind of elements? And what is that like?
To be well, there is Starry Night, to be fair, on the Starry Night.
Yeah. But I think After All is way
After All is
more...
a whole different level already at this point.
And what is it like to be in a show that has so many things going on and so many sort of things that catches the audience's eye? Does it make your job as actors more difficult?
It makes it more enjoyable. Well, being able to give such experience to our audience, like something, being able to, maybe when we are taking a look at the audience from backstage, you can see the faces of audience in awe. You just can't help but feel, well, great that you brought this experience to these kind to these people that I'm pretty sure, hopefully, very hopeful, that they'll remember.
And when you say that there's going to be more more productions revolving around the story of Earl, is this something that you guys are already working on?
Currently, yeah, we're working on the first part first, Earl. And then we have plans for the next 3-4 years to bring a set of stories to the Malaysian audience that we want, that we feel like needs sharing. And yeah, we want them to enjoy it.
Yeah, so After All is actually sort of our beginning, our real beginning. And it's a flagship for the next 4 years that we have, because we do have all the way up to 2021, 22 planned already.
In terms of bringing the story to life, what will the audience be seeing on that day? What will the audience experience be like?
Well, I think we can try and explain it as much as you want, but the only way for them to really know is to actually come and experience it themselves.
Yeah. That's the only way I could, if I were to put it into a sentence as well.
So why should the audience come and watch the show?
Well, we want them to experience something. We want them to enjoy something and escape the world for a while, just a little bit, just so that they can come in and say that, yes, this is a story I want to be a part of. Not a story that I'm going to watch, but I'm going to be in it at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm going to root for the characters. I'm going to root for the actors at the same time. And the actors on stage, we are going to root for them as well.
Whoa.
Wow. I was like, wow.
Exactly what I wanted to say. Just took it right out of my mouth.
Thanks for joining me today, guys.
No, thank you
thank
so
you
much.
I've been speaking to Nicole Yong, Daniel Reza, and Josh Blake of Kudos Productions. Their play, After Earl, Before the Fall, will be showing from the 29th of June to the 1st of July at the Gardens Theatre. Tickets are available at ringgit, 35 ringgit, and 25 ringgit for students. And for more information, you can visit facebook.com/kudosproductionsmy. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcast on our BFM app, which is available on the App Store or Google Play. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.